Representative Miller.
Chair, I ask unanimous consent that Representative Wendy be excused from the call Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and also on April 6th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Wendy's excuse is requested. Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, could I have a very brief at ease and everybody else can stay in their chair?
Will the House please stand at ease?
Bill we'll take up in the limbo file is House Bill 84.
The clerk please read House Bill 84. Representative Clarkson. House please stand at ease. Please come back to order and will the clerk please read House Bill 84, the Senate amendments.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 84, Finance, amended Senate by the Finance Committee, an act relating to smoking in public places and vehicles.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the House concur in the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 84, Finance, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 84, Finance, amended Senate, recommend the members vote yes.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House, Representative Gall?
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, but I would appreciate it if the Majority Leader could state what those Senate amendments are, please.
Representative Miller.
Without going into a lot of debate, the most important change, and I think my colleague would agree with me, is that although the Senate version is not as strong as the House version, it's nevertheless much better than the status quo. The most important change that was made was that whereas in the House version we prohibited smoking in all private businesses and then allowed exceptions for that, the Senate version reduced that prohibition down to grocery stores and to restaurants having more than 50 seats. That, in my view, was not desirable, but Mr. Speaker, nevertheless, the bill is so much better than the current law that I, and I believe my colleague, the prime sponsor on this, strongly urge the members to concur in the Senate amendments.
Are you ready for the question? Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I remember the number correctly, this is the bill regulating smoking, but I would appreciate if you would have the clerk read the bill by title.
I thought I did. Yes.
My apologies, Mr.
Well,
Speaker.
In case everyone didn't catch it, perhaps the clerk would reread it.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 84, Finance, amended Senate by the Finance Committee, an act relating to smoking in public places and vehicles.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House concur in Senate amendments, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 84, Finance, amended Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
35 yeas, 4 nays.
The House has concurred in Senate amendments, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 84, Finance, amended Senate. Representative Barnes.
The next bill we'll deal with is Senate Bill number 257. Mr. Speaker, at this time I move and ask unanimous consent the House concur in the Second Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 257.
Will the clerk please
recommend the members vote yes.
Will the clerk please read the bill?
Second Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 257 by the Conference Committee, an act relating to standards of conduct of legislators and legislative employees and establishing a select committee on legislative ethics and providing for an effective date.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Second Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 257 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
31 yeas, 8 nays.
The second conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 257 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. The roll call vote on second conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 257 be considered the roll call vote on effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Miller.
If it is.
House, please stand at ease. Consider the calendar we held over from yesterday, but I think I'll take that under consideration. Will the House please come back to order? Under unfinished business, Representative Abood.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, we're so clean with the smoking bill gone and the ethics bill with us now, we might as well go now and we take the morning off if we do the calendar.
Further unfinished business, announcement of committee meetings, Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on second conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 257.
Representative Davis has served notice of reconsideration for his vote on the second conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 257. Representative Cowdery.
Yes, under committee announcement of committee meeting.
You have the floor.
Yes, House Labor and Commerce Committee meeting for tomorrow morning, or this morning, will be canceled.
Special orders? Everybody pay attention now. We're going to adjourn. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Friday, March 30th, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 11 a.m. today.